Studio Classroom is here for you. It helps you in all you do. It helps you know what to do. So tune in and now enjoy the fun. Join us now, enjoy the show.
Hello everyone, my name is Garrett, and today is a great day to learn something new.
So let's do that together, friends. My name is Anne-Marie.
And friends, you're watching Studio Classroom. Today, we're talking about how you could get healthcare in a more convenient way.
Yeah, I really like the idea of this. Today, we are talking about telehealth, the idea that you don't need to be in the same location as your doctor to get medical assistance.
Yeah, medical assistance of all different kinds. We'll learn all about this in today's lesson called telehealth. Let's jump into it.
Telehealth. Can a doctor treat you without being with you? Discussions of technical progress and its effect on the medical field often focus on new treatments for diseases. But technology can also play a role in solving a different problem, accessibility. Sometimes, people have diseases that can be cured, but they live too far from a hospital to receive treatment. Or the hospitals they are able to reach may not have a doctor who specializes in that disease. If they could receive medical care from a distance, it might save their lives. And telehealth offers that very possibility.
Hi friends, welcome to Language Lab. I'm Jack. 首先来看 accessibility 这个名词，意思是易于接近或是设施的无障碍性。例如The building has had its accessibility improved by ramps and elevators so all workers can move around safely. 该大楼透过坡道和电梯设施改善了无障碍环境，让所有员工都能安全进出。它的反义词是 inaccessibility, 意思是难以接近，达不到。例如 The inaccessibility of the vaccineUnfortunately, resulted in several unnecessary deaths. 疫苗的难以取得，不幸导致了数起不必要的死亡案例。Accessibility 的形容词就是 accessible, 是可进入的或是可接近的意思。它的反义词是 inaccessible, 意思就是难以接近的，无法到达的。譬如 After the storm,Several roads became inaccessible, so school was cancelled. 暴风雨过后，有几条道路变得无法通行，因此学校停课了。
Imagine this, friends. You're at home. It's not very convenient for you to head out of your house, but you need medical care. Let's talk about how that might be possible.
Okay, let's talk about it together, friends. We're starting our article with a question here. Can a doctor treat you without being with you?
Can they treat you? Does this mean can they give you a treat like a candy?
No, the word treat here means something different. In this situation, treat means to give medical care to someone who is sick or injured.
Yeah, doctors can treat you for all different conditions. They could treat you for a burn or for a cold.
Okay, let's learn more about this, friends. Discussions of technical progress and its effect on the medical field often focus on new treatments for diseases. This is so true. Let's talk about what we mean by medical field.
All right, we use that word field to talk about many different industries out there. Here, the medical field is the area of work related to health and medicine.
For example, you could say, she works in the medical field. Now, I think what our article is trying to say here is that usually when we're talking about progress made when it comes to health and medicine, it's usually talking about finding new treatments for diseases or new medications.
Yeah, we all hate severe diseases like cancer or HIV. And so there is a lot of focus on treating those bad conditions.
Right. But our article says technology can also play a role in solving a different problem, accessibility.
It can play a role. For something to play a role is to have an effect on something or be involved in something.
Let's use play a role in a sentence. Diet plays a role in your health.
That is absolutely true. So sometimes people have diseases that can be cured, but they live too far from a hospital to receive treatment.
Or the hospitals they are able to reach might not have a doctor who specializes in that disease. Let's talk for a moment about that word, specializes.
It's very important when talking about the medical field. This means to focus on one particular area of work.
So here's an example. This doctor specializes in children's health. Many times when a doctor specializes in a certain area, they will have a special term. So for example, a doctor that specializes in children's health would be a pediatrician.
And if they specialize in something very focused, we can even call them a specialist.
Oh, that's a really great point. Now, let's go back to our lesson here and talk about a few of these situations. There are many different reasons that someone might not be able to get the care they need. I even think of my own situation sometimes. Sometimes I want to go to the doctor, but I can't because I'm at home with my kids. I can't take all my kids with me to an appointment.
Yeah, that would not be convenient. For other people, they live really far away from any doctors or hospitals. I don't have any personal experience like this, but some people really do live in very rural areas.
Yeah, and they're so remote that it is hard for them to get transportation to where they need to go, or there might be other reasons as well. Okay, we've discussed the problem. Let's talk a little bit about the solution.
All right, if they could receive medical care from a distance, it might save lives, and telehealth offers that very possibility.
Okay, so this is what our article is going to be focused on today, friends. This idea of telehealth, not having to be in the exact same location as your doctor in order to get medical care.
Yeah, let's talk about the word itself. We see tele at the front of health. Part of the idea here is that something is from a long distance or even over the telephone.
Yeah, usually when I see tele, I think of telephone. Now, I'm thinking, though, probably what we're talking about here is not just a phone call.
No, it could also be over video, potentially. And if you are looking up more on this topic, you might also often see the term telemedicine. They're talking about basically the same thing.
Yeah, you were explaining to me earlier that this has actually been around for a while, but maybe now we're trying to make this concept a little more comprehensive or inclusive to more people.
Yeah, and maybe accessible in more areas. Well, friends, we want to learn more about this. Let's go to our next reading.
Telehealth. Telehealth refers to medical care provided when the doctor and patient are not physically in the same place, including video conferences with doctors that replace office visits. Telehealth also allows patients to send text messages to doctors or nurses between visits. It can even involve patients wearing sensors or monitors at home, and this data being sent to their doctor.
Sensor 这个名词意思是感测器、传感器，譬如 The elevators have sensors that automatically stop the doors from closing when anything gets in the way. 电梯装有感应器，当有任何东西挡在门前时，电梯门会自动停止关闭。相关的形容词是 sensitive， 意思是敏感的、体贴的。譬如 ，Her skin is sensitive to certain fabrics and can develop a rash from contact with them。她的皮肤对某些纺织品较为敏感，接触后可能会起疹子。与 sensitive 相关的名词是 sensitivity， 意思是敏感度、感应性。譬如 ，Joseph's sensitivity to dust makes him particularly aware of air quality issues。Joseph 对灰尘过敏，就让他格外了解空气品质的问题。
So telehealth sounds pretty convenient for many people. Now it's time to talk about exactly how it works.
Okay, let's read here together, friends. Telehealth refers to medical care provided when the doctor and patient are not physically in the same place. This word physically, friends, is talking about something done in person.With your body actually present.
Yeah, here's another example sentence with that word. The teacher and student are not physically in the same room. They're not actually there, though they might be able to talk over a call.
Yeah, just like with telehealth. The doctor and patient are not physically in the same place, and this includes video conferences with doctors that replace office visits.
Yeah, we said it might not just be a telephone call, it could also be a video conference. This would be an online meeting with someone using video.
So video conferences could be used for many different things. For example, some companies might use video conferences for work.You could also use this term to talk about remote learning, when the teacher and the students aren't in the same place, but they learn via video conference.
All right, let's keep on reading. Telehealth also allows patients to send text messages to doctors or nurses between visits.
Now, I have experienced this a little bit before, Garrett. I know that my husband is able to text with a few of his doctors, and it is really convenient because sometimes you don't know if it's serious enough to go in and see the doctor. And if the doctor is willing to take a minute to text you, well, then you can know right away.
Absolutely. I have a doctor that I see from time to time, and I'm able to text him and ask any questions I have, even though I haven't made an appointment.
Okay, so this is one way telehealth can help people. Telehealth can also involve patients wearing sensors or monitors at home, and this data being sent to their doctor.
Yeah, I imagine this is something that has been true for a long period of time. People have these sensors or monitors, but these days, doctors can keep track of that data all the time.
Okay.And let's talk about what a monitor is to understand this better. A monitor is a small electronic device that can check and record someone's health information.
Yeah, it might not just be used for sick people. Athletes can wear monitors as well to track their heart rate and see how well they're doing in training.
So what I'm understanding from our article is telehealth doesn't just mean appointments over a video call.This could also mean texting with your doctor or nurse, or it could mean that you have some type of monitoring system or a monitor at home that sends information to your doctor.
Sounds pretty great. It will help a lot of people. Well, friends, hopefully this will as well. Let's go take a deep dive.
Deep dive.
Hi, friends.Let's take a deep dive into the English language together. What are we looking for today? Something from a distance. One time I saw what I thought was a famous celebrity at a park. Same hairstyle, same clothes, same dramatic walk. I got excited, but as I got closer, I realized it was just a regular guy walking his dog. From a distance though, totally convincing.The phrase, from a distance, means you're looking at something far away, not close enough to see all the details. For example, from a distance, the ocean looks smooth and calm. Or, the building looked small from a distance. But it can also be more figurative. It means you're not directly involved. For example, from a distance, the problem seemed easy to solve. Now, let's check out some similar phrases. From afar is a little more poetic, but it means the same thing. For example, they watched the fireworks from afar. At a distance is slightly more formal. For example, the teacher observed the students at a distance. Up close is the opposite. It means very near. For example, the painting looks even more impressive up close. And keep your distance means stay far away, often for safety. For example, please keep your distance from the wild animals. So, whether you're looking at the ocean, people, or problems, things can look very different depending on the distance. Thanks for diving deep with me. Stay afloat until next time.
Telehealth. Telehealth has some distinct advantages over conventional medicine. First, it avoids the risk of patients catching contagious diseases from other patients. Also, whoever needs medical care can meet with a doctor without making the trip to a hospital, which is especially important for people living in remote or rural areas. Remote monitoring of patients also allows doctors to gain information over an extended time without keeping the patient hospitalized.
Contagious 这个形容词意思是传染性的，它也常用来比喻情绪或是行为具有感染力。譬如 ，Tiffany's smile is contagious, brightening her teacher's moods whenever she enters the classroom. Tiffany 的笑容很有感染力，她每次进入教室时都会让老师们的心情很好。来学一个动词 ，contaminate， 意思呢是污染或是弄脏。例如 ，If you forget to wash your hands, you may contaminate the food you prepare. 如果你忘了洗手，你可能会弄脏所准备的食物。我们另外来学一个形容词 ，transmittable， 意思是可传送的、可传达的。例如 ，Radio waves are transmittable over long distances, allowing people to send and receive messages instantly.无线电波可以远距离传送，让人们能够及时收发讯息。以上就是今天的 Language Lab. I'll see you next time.
All right, I understand a lot more about telehealth now. In this section, let's talk about some of the people it can help.
Okay, we're also going to talk about the differences between telehealth and how we usually get help for our illnesses or diseases. We read here, telehealth has some distinct advantages over conventional medicine. What does that word distinct mean?
All right, if something is distinct from another thing, it's clearly different from that thing. You can maybe list out the reasons why those things are different.
Let's use distinct in another sentence. Each twin has a distinct personality.
Yeah, their personalities are different, even though they might look similar. And conventional medicine is somewhat similar. That word conventional means something that's traditional or how things have usually been done in the past.
We can use conventional medicine in another sentence. She prefers conventional medicine. Now, if something is not conventional medicine, we're usually talking about alternative therapies or alternative ways of treating diseases.
Yes. And so here, conventional medicine is a bit different from how things are done in telehealth. First, it avoids the risk of patients catching contagious diseases from other patients.
This is a real concern for a lot of people, especially if you have a compromised immune system. Your immune system might not work the way it should, and so it's easy for you to get things from other people.
Yeah, sometimes diseases like that in a hospital might be described as something like sepsis.
Yeah, exactly. We read on here, also, whoever needs medical care can meet with a doctor without making the trip to a hospital, which is especially important for people living in remote or rural areas. We did talk about that earlier.
Yeah, you might live far away from the hospital and maybe have a hard time getting there or taking off of work.
Exactly. We read on, remote monitoring of patients also allows doctors to gain information over an extended time without keeping the patient hospitalized.
Let's talk about a couple of the things there. First of all, extended time. That is a longer period than usual or than you would expect.
Here's how you could use extended time in a sentence. He needs extended time to recover. Now we see something else here, friends, and it's that term hospitalized. What does this mean?
All right. If someone is hospitalized, they are kept in a hospital for treatment. They don't get to go home right after seeing the doctor.
Here's another example. She was hospitalized for 2 weeks.
All right. We've talked about many of the benefits of telehealth. Friends, we'll be back to talk about more in just a moment. First, here's our usage tip.
Hi, I'm Rex. 今天的 usage tip 要来看 whoever 加动词复合关系代名词所引导的句型。在这个结构中 ,whoever 等同于 anyone who, 引导一个名词子句，意思是任何人或无论是谁。当 whoever 引导的名词子句放在句首的时候，整个子句就是全句的主词，后面的动词必须使用单数。这种用法能简洁地表达出凡符合特定条件者都适用后续的说明。此外， whoever 在所引导的名词子句中可担任主词或受词，而 whomever 在所引导的名词子句中只可做受词。来看例句。A medal will be awarded to whoever completes the marathon within 4 hours. 凡在4小时内跑完马拉松的人都将获颁一面奖牌。
Well, friends, we've reached the end of the first half of this article, but before we go, we want to review a few of the things we've talked about today.
All right, first of all, we spent some time defining what we're talking about. Telehealth is medical care that people get without being in the same place physically as their doctor.
That's right. What we're referring to here is conventional medicine. When you're sick or if you have an injury, you have to go and physically be in the same place as your doctor in order to get treatment.
Now, this is very helpful. Telehealth is for people that don't live near a hospital or the hospital they are near doesn't have a specialist.
Sure. Or it can be helpful for people who are immune compromised. They don't want to catch other things from people also going to the doctor.
All right. So there are many ways that doctors can treat people from afar. They can use video conferences to explain what is going on or maybe check what is on monitors or sensors.
Well, friends, after reading today's part of our article, I have a question. Does telehealth actually work? That is what we're going to be looking at in tomorrow's lesson. We'll see some examples and how this has already helped people around the world. But that's all the time we have for today. My name is Anne-Marie.
And my name is Garrett. We'll see you again tomorrow, right here on
Studio Classroom.
Friend lasts a lifetime. I am so proud to have you in my life. A good friend lasts a lifetime.